Part A. Directions.
You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One. Has George returned from America yet?
Yes, but he was only here for 2 days before his company sent him to France. Two. I only want to get a can of juice to my room.
You don't have to wait in the food line for that. There is a machine near that stack of trays.
Three. What do you think of Tom's painting?
A few years ago, I liked them very much. But now he's after fame and fortune. His talent has suffered.
Four. I'd like to buy a new coat for my husband.
The men's department is down on the 2nd floor, madam. Five. I was raised to treat women with a certain respect, to open doors for them, and to let them sit first and eat first.
I think these things are out of date. I'm perfectly able to open doors for myself and do all sorts of other things. Six. The skirt is a bit too short, but it is a good buy. I'll take it.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me. Seven. Would you like to spend your weekend in the country?
I'm glad to. It's said that the fresh air in the country can make people relax.
Eight. Jerry needs to find another place to live in. The apartment he rents has been sold to a new owner.
He'd better start looking right away. When all the students come back in a few days, he won't find any near the campus. Nine. Hey, why's your foot bandaged up? What happened?
I was going to be late for work this morning, so I had to hurry. I was trying to get down the stairs quickly, and I slipped and twisted my ankle.
Ouch!
Yeah, the reason I didn't wake up on time was because the batteries in my alarm clock ran out last night.
Ten. Is this the first time you visited China, sir?
Oh, no. I used to teach English in Peking University in the 1970s. Part B.
Directions.
You will hear 4 dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear each piece only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage about the transportation in the future.
In the next few decades, people are going to travel very differently from the way they do today. Everyone is going to drive electronically powered cars, so in the few years, people won't worry about running out of gas. Some of the large automobile companies are really moving ahead with this new technology. F&C Motors, a major auto company, for example, is going to hold a press conference next week. After the press conference, the company will present its new electronically operated models. Transportation in the future won't be limited to the ground. Many people predict that the traffic will quickly move to the sky. In the coming years, instead of radio reports about road conditions and highway traffic, news reports will talk about traffic jams in the sky. But the sky isn't the limit. In the future, you will probably even be able to take a trip to the moon. Instead of listening to regular airplane announcements, you will hear someone say, "The spacecraft to the moon leaves in 10 minutes. Please check your equipment. And remember, no more than 10 ounces of carry-on baggage are allowed."
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following dialogue. I have been studying too much and need a change, so I have just made plans to go away during January break.
Really? Where are you going?
I'm planning to visit New Mexico.
My sister and I had a vacation there last year, and we had a great time.
Did you get into Albuquerque?
Sure, whenever we went skating.
Is it far from the mountains?
Not at all. Even though Albuquerque is on a high, flat plateau, there are even higher mountains near it. Just half an hour away from the city, there is a snow-covered slope.
Well, as the mountains are just 30 minutes away, I guess I should take my ice skates and my skis.
Definitely.
I heard that the weather there was great.
It is. No humidity, but with moderate temperatures. But you do need to be careful about high altitude.
What should I do about that?
Oh, just take it easy for a few days. Don't go hiking up in the mountains or exercise too vigorously. Just do everything gradually.
I am sure I will be fine. And I will let you know all about my trip when I come back.
Questions 18 through 21 are based on the following dialogue between a doctor and his patient.
Oh, it's you, Mrs. Green. Come in and sit down. Now, what was it? Oh, yes, you're cold. Do you feel any better?
Well, no. I'm afraid not, doctor. I feel drowsy, and my throat is still sore.
Let me take your temperature. You still have a high temperature. Have you been resting, as I told you the day before yesterday?
It's so difficult to have a rest, doctor, you know, with a house to run on and six children to look after.
Well, I've given you my advice. I'm sorry, but rest is necessary for your recovery. Otherwise, I wouldn't have insisted on it. You must rest as much as possible, or your cold might get severer. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. I'll try to do as you say.
Very well, then. I'll repeat that prescription for tablets, but the only effective treatment is rest. Ask the next patient to come in, please.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following passage about prisoners and prisons in Britain.
In Britain, if you are found guilty of a crime, you can be sent to prison, or be fined, or be ordered to do community work, such as tidying public places and helping the old. You may also be sent to special centers where you learn special skills like cooking, writing, and car maintenance. About 5% of the present prisoners are women. Many prisons were built over 100 years ago, but the government will have built 11 new prisons by next year. There are two sorts of prisons, the open sort and the closed sort. In the closed sort, prisoners are given very little freedom. They spend 3 to 10 hours outside their cells where they exercise, eat, study, learn skills, watch TV, and talk to other prisoners. All prisoners are expected to work. Most of them are paid for what they do, whether they are doing maintenance or cooking and cleaning. Prisoners in open prisons are locked up at night, but for the rest of the time, they are free within the prison grounds. They can exercise, have visitors, or study. And some are allowed out of the ground to study or to do community work.